Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. My name's Bryce. I'm your host. And with me today, we have my fellow advocate, Connor.
Hello.
How you doing today, Connor?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to ask you about, like, your work here and what you've been doing, you know?
Okay.
So.
Well, I've been working here since 2022 or 2021, mm-hmm. and I wasn't doing a whole lot work-wise. I was doing work, but I wasn't really doing my own thing, but recently I started doing these research projects about learning about different disabilities and writing them down on or typing them out and showing my bosses about it and talking about it and how it's important that we need to learn about different disabilities because there's so many different disabilities out there that I probably don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a whole huge list of them that, yeah, it would take forever to know them all.
Right.
But
yeah,
I know you've done one on like Down syndrome recently. Yes. I know you've done one on mm-hmm. autism.
Yep.
You have any like really something that's really surprising that you learned from them?
So far, not really. Mm-hmm. I just started. I did two. First one was I did one on OCD.
Yep, I remember that.
Obsessive compulsive disorder because I have the condition. Yeah. So I did that, and then the second one was Down syndrome, and then the autism spectrum disorder. I don't remember doing one on that.
Maybe you didn't do one on it, but I just remember you right. talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it, but I don't remember doing one
okay.
paper about it. But now I'm currently writing more papers about different disorders, and now I'm currently writing about cerebral palsy.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's pretty easy to learn about. It's literally look it up and write the information down.
Yeah.
So it's good. But it's interesting how there's different types of cerebral palsy.
Yeah, I know that like it affects people differently and there's different kinds of stuff.
It's crazy because like there's some people where it's like they're completely handicapped. Like they can't do anything. Uh-huh. They can't do anything on their own. And then there's other people with cerebral palsy who can do stuff on their own, uh-huh. or like me, they can walk, they can talk. It's kind of a little bizarre.
Yeah. I've got two friends that I know, at least off the top of my head, I'm probably more, that have cerebral palsy. One of them's in a wheelchair, like me. The other one walks around, you know, Hunter and Brad, they both have cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Robinson?
Yeah, Hunter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the handicapped kitchen guy in our
board. Oh, yeah, yeah. The glasses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I kind of forgot what disorder he had, but I know someone on my basketball team who has it, but it's just crazy. You learn about you learn about new things and you think you know a lot about it, but in reality you don't.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like unless you live with it, you know, you don't really know as much as you think you do.
Yeah.
Although,
right.
I wouldn't consider myself a spina bifida expert at all, and yeah. I've got it, so, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's interesting how, you know, different diseases can affect people differently. Like I was saying, spina bifida, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if your spinal cord injury is lower or higher or whatever, you can either, like, walk or, like, some people don't even have, like, control of, you know, like, mm-hmm. their upper part of their body or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can function. You just
oh, yeah.
you just can't walk. I mean, that's not your. I mean, that's, I mean,
yeah,
it's
I
fine.
Can function just fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, same thing with me. Like, I just have a trouble on some things, but I can feed myself. I can bathe myself. I can do easy stuff.
Yes,
it's just you know the hard part, like with money and
mm-hmm.
you know, driving. Yeah. I can drive really good, but
you don't like to.
I do, but my ADD kicks in.
I get you.
But it's just interesting, you know, and so. But I think a lot of people, unfortunately, to this day just don't really understand disabilities and they just don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they take the time to learn or care. Or,
you know. Our basketball games, you know, at Ross County Trailblazers.
Yeah.
I'm on the basketball team. It's my second year playing, and I did do flag football. I didn't like it. But back in the fall, but now I'm doing the basketball again. I never even heard of Special Olympics. I didn't know anything about it.
I guess I'd heard of it, or I knew it was a thing, but I didn't really know anything about like our Special Olympics team or local.
I just never heard anything about it. And I looked it up recently, and it started like literally in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, but it's absolutely crazy. But it's just a whole bunch of different sports of people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. People with disabilities get together and they play sports, but it's great. But it's just crazy you never hear about it.
Yeah,
and because it's not really popular, I do know that at our games. I mean, there's people there, but it's not. It could be better though.
Yeah, they could, you know, like, market it better or, you know, something needs to, like, spread the word about
it. Yeah, yeah. But that's another thing. Even though we do all that work, you know, there's still hateful people out there that just don't care, which is understandable, you know. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, not, like, I don't think it's understandable if you're hateful, but it's definitely understandable if, like, you're just not interested in... That kind of thing, I guess.
And plus, if you don't know anybody on the team, you're not going to show up.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you don't just show up to random games. At least I'd never do.
I mean, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But still, I think it could be better.
Yeah, I mean...
But something.
Yeah. It would be nice to get the community more involved in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about with our superintendent, Amy Beeler.
Yeah.
That we talked about having wheelchair basketball.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Mm-hmm. We're talking about future projects and future things, and we're getting stuff like that. I think wheelchair basketball would be really great.
Yeah, I think that would be like a nice opportunity for people to, you know, be able to get out there and be active more and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I would do it. I mean, maybe, but you know, I've never been the athletic type. I like to watch some sports, but I don't really like to play them as much.
Mm-hmm. Well, wheelchair basketball, I have heard of that, and so it is a thing, thank God. And so, yeah, we got that, and we got we're taking a church, and we're rebuilding it to make it part of the Pioneer Center and doing the community things in the future, but we're starting on it, which is good, but it takes time, and then...
Yeah, we had a lot of good ideas for that church. Yeah, we had a meeting yesterday talked about that. One of the ones that I liked a lot was the running out wheelchair ramps and stuff. We talked about that. That was cool.
Yeah, that was great. And then we're talking about online classes about people with disabilities dating. And then people with disabilities making new friendships. Mm-hmm. It's not just for romantic relationships. It can be for anything.
Yeah, for just regular friendship.
Right. So that was good. That's a positive thing. But even though all this stuff is really great and new, it's a slow process. But I think if it's better than getting it wrong.
Yeah, I think.
And even though it's right, even though it's long, but I still think it'd be worth it at the end once it's all done.
Yes. Yeah, I think better to take it slow and be careful and make sure everything is done right than to, you know, rush into things. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's see. You said, what else do I want to talk about? So you said you do basketball and you tried flag football, but it wasn't really for you.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would really like to play football. It's fun to watch, but that's about it.
Now, I personally, you know, even though I'm surprisingly a really good basketball player, I'm not bragging or anything. I played basketball for 3 years when I was a little kid at my school.
Okay, yeah.
And so now I know how to play basketball. It's pretty easy for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not passionate about it. I would say I'm not passionate about it. I don't know why, but I'm just not. I love playing it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not passionate about it, which is fine.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, you know, some people just, you know, yeah, that's not their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, I mean, even if you enjoy it, it's not something like you need or you're like, you know, passionate about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm passionate about is roller skating.
Oh, yeah.
I roller skate in my neighborhood and I love it. You know, not all the time, but I figured if you love to do something, you don't have to get obsessed over it. That's not fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, but that's something I love to do and, for fun. And then, I love to listen to different types of music.
Oh yeah. We've talked about that before off a podcast. Yeah. You liked all kinds of different music from like different countries and stuff. It's really.
Yeah. Different countries. Cause obviously, I know I don't speak the language. I don't care, but I just like learning something new. And one country, of all the countries I've listened to, my favorite is Russia.
Yeah, Russian music?
Because Russian, I don't know. I just, it really appeals to me. It's just like the culture and everything. I really love it.
Yeah, I get you.
That's just me. And, besides that, you know, work-wise, you know, everything's going good. I'm just focusing on the research papers and the projects and attending the meetings, which is good. You know, obviously all the meetings are, you know, it's not really enjoyable, but it's still good. You know, one of the meetings that I liked was, the one at the hotel.
Yeah. Where we like learned about
that Milo dude.
Yeah. Christopher Milo. And, yeah. The guy from We Five Together.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I personally liked in-person meetings than the virtual meetings because you're more engaged.
Yeah. I mean, I personally like the virtual ones, but that's just because I get to, you know, stay at home.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. But the being in person is more like keeps you focused more on it and more engaged with it.
Yeah. So that meeting was good. And, I can't think of any other recent meetings that were good. I like our Crusader meetings because, well, at first I wasn't crazy about it, but then I started thinking about it, you know, it's us. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about anybody who's an outsider. You know, it's not really stressful. We can just relax. And even though it's really early in the morning, it's still good.
Yeah. That's really my only problem with the meetings is that I'm not a morning person.
I wish it was at 10 at least.
Yeah, me too.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I enjoy our Crusaders meetings. Nice to like, you're right. It's just like our tight little knit little group there. And sometimes we have a guest, but you know,
That's good.
Just us kind of talking with each other and, you know, what's going on in our world lately. And I do the meeting notes for those. That's fun.
All right. That's good.
Well, I suppose it's fun. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not meeting at the end of this month because of the Christmas and the holidays, but we're meeting in January.
Yeah, I know that today, I think, was supposed to be, or would have been when our meeting was. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, yeah, the holidays, which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Yep. And, and the new year, hopefully we'll get some new stuff off the ground. I know we were talking about, like, you said, the dating stuff. We're going to do some stuff with that. Hopefully like get some people interested in, you know, like dating or helping them out, making friendships.
Yeah.
I think that's great. We need to like help people get connected with each other.
I feel like. Yeah. And another thing I know taking that church and just working on it a lot. You know, it's kind of a hassle, but you know, I at the same time, I think, you know, if we just keep working on it, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that I really like that we talked about in that meeting yesterday that I think is a really good idea.
Right.
Is those panels that they were talking about, like, you know, having a panel of people with certain disabilities and having people being able to ask them
stuff. Oh, yeah. Like a group session.
Yeah.
Or asking them how they feel about their disability.
Yeah. Like asking them like how they feel about it, different questions about like what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a great way to educate people.
Right. Yeah, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. Just if they don't understand or they don't care. But mainly it's just people don't understand.
You know,
but
I think they would care more like if they had an opportunity to learn and like understand it and stuff, maybe.
Right. Yeah. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Yeah. But yeah, pretty, really not a whole lot of problems. The good news is I really like how they have more sports now, Special Olympics, because what Amy told us that basketball was the only thing. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
but I'm glad now there's more sports and, I would have to say there's some sports I've heard that are not sports at all, but that's just me. Cornhole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's more of a game than a sport usually in my head, but.
That's a game.
But.
That's a game that people play at family reunions.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, but I mean, I enjoy it still.
Yeah.
Although I don't play for the team or anything, but I do enjoy it when I play cornhole sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but like they have track and field at least, and
that's good.
Flag football and basketball and
bowling,
swimming,
Swimming. Swimming's new.
Yeah,
they do it at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And
yeah, that's one I'm definitely not going to do because I cannot swim very well.
I don't like swimming. Yeah. I mean, it's so tiring.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's not that I dislike swimming. It's just that like I float at best.
Yeah,
but. That's all I do in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and float.
Yeah, but getting some new things on with the wheelchair basketball would be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I can't really think of any other sports. But
I mean, I know that we were not doing them, and like there was some reason for it, or you know, whatever. But archery, I've talked about before.
Archery,
I like to shoot. I've got a bow.
Yeah,
and I'll shoot it every once in a while.
I think. I don't think. I mean, obviously, it'd be great, but because you know, people
might be a little dangerous.
People with other disabilities, you know, it's just really dangerous.
That's what I. Think.
I mean, I'm trying to think of something. Maybe soccer.
That would be fun.
I thought about one popped in my head, but I don't know. I think that'd be too. I think it would be too complicated. A lacrosse.
Yeah, I don't really know much about lacrosse at all.
I never played. I don't know too much about it, but that's just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the soccer would be good because all you're doing is kicking a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how hard is that?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that would be too bad.
I mean, I played tennis in high school.
Oh, did you?
I suggested it, but that's too complicated.
Mm. Yeah, I don't really. I mean,
I was really good at tennis, but. Yeah. The hardest part, honestly, is they have a different scoring.
Oh, do they?
It's not. It's
so, like 15.
Love 15. Mm-hmm. You know, it's stupid. But that was the hardest part for me learning about it.
Was it the scoring?
Yeah, because I didn't know I had a disability. But I mean, I still managed well tennis. But mm-hmm. the scoring part was really hard and difficult. But I think with new sports, just to start out slow. I think a new suggestion would be soccer.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how good it would be for wheelchair users, but I think everybody else would get something out of it.
Yep.
I mean, and heck, I could play a goalie.
It's not hard.
You know.
Yeah. And then the wheelchair basketball, that'd be good. That's what Amy suggested. So. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we could expand.
Yeah.
Special Olympics in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff going on. That building is 7,000 square feet or something crazy. That's crazy.
I think so, yeah. And then once Courtney comes back, we'll talk to her. We'll tell her about the ideas and what, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations to Courtney, mm-hmm. another new child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been going for 20 minutes. I don't know if there's any more that you would want to talk about or... Did we miss anything that you were interested in talking about?
No, I'm just saying I just enjoy what I'm doing and getting more hours in and, you know, getting more money.
Yeah, that's always nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to get the 5 to 10 hours, you know, a weekend, but sometimes it's like the scheduling is tough for this podcast, for example.
Yeah. Well, I know we're supposed to go an hour with the podcast. I didn't want to cut it short.
Well, you
know?
I mean, it's not like it has to be an hour, but I've got the room for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just,
right.
You know, sometimes I've had a podcast be 18 minutes once, right. And where like the last one I did was 18 minutes, and then the one before that was an hour and 6 minutes. So really, it varies. But my battery is dying.
Okay.
So let me plug that in.
Yeah. Are we still going?
We're still going right now. I can pause it though.
Okay, we'll pause it.
Hello, everybody. We are back. There was some technical difficulty.
Yep.
But so where did we leave off? We were talking about.
We talked about Special Olympics.
Special Olympics, yeah.
Yep.
Different things we could do. Yeah, so you were talking about soccer. I think that's a really good idea. Soccer. I think if we introduce a new sport, that would be an easier one to. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't really know the intricacies of soccer, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and another thing, I don't really know how long. I don't know when. At what point we should stop this, but.
Anytime, really.
Okay.
There's not a specific length it needs to be.
Okay. But. One thing I just thought of was maybe with the wheelchair ramps, maybe we shouldn't just put that in a church.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should, you know, go to other businesses and maybe we should recommend putting wheelchair ramps in other businesses.
Yes. Well, I know that we were doing that thing where we've done it like two or three times or something like that.
Okay.
We go around to businesses and, right. You know.
Yeah.
Check if they're, like, giving them that accessibility champion sticker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should really do more of that, I feel like. That's a good thing to make sure businesses are...
Putting in the more wheelchair ramps. Maybe not everywhere, but just some places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, make sure that we want to make it accessible for everybody, and I feel like that's good for them, too. It's more business.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And another good thing is I'm going to be reading to the children at the Pioneer School.
That's exciting.
Of next year. So just just to let the kids know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, I had the same thing too. So
yeah.
I'm more sensitive now towards people who have a disability that's very severe. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't very good at understanding that when I first started out, but now I realize, you know, it's not their fault. It's just their brain, the brain disorder. So now I'm more sensitive now, which is a good thing.
Uh-huh. My thing is, I feel like the this job has changed in me is a lot of times I would just let things go because I didn't care. Like, but now I'm like, I should probably say something for other people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if a restroom or whatever is terrible to get in. For example,
for you,
yeah. For me, I'm like I just do it and go, you know, struggle and then go about my day afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, maybe I should get talk to somebody, get it changed so it doesn't affect other people anymore.
And that's the thing. Like I saw this. I think one thing that really helped for me learning be more sensitive towards people who have a severe disability is I watched the movie Crip Camp.
Yes, I've heard that's really good. I should watch
that. Yeah, and that helped me learn a lot about being more sensitive towards people with disabilities. Even, you know, I saw a man, he had a wheelchair, and he made me think of you.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, he works at a radio station, and he had to climb up a whole bunch of stairs by himself.
Oh, geez.
And I just think that is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a ramp or something to help make it more easy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't.
That reminds me of a time I went to interview at our radio station. I won't name it, mostly because I don't remember. But, there was one where, there were stairs and I had to get help up, I think. Or, you know, like, it was not very.
Yeah, it's just like. But it's just something that I think we should push forward to first, I think we should push towards that, and then we should push towards the church, and the dating website, and then the friendships and stuff, community events, and then I think the Special Olympics should come last.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, my bad.
No, you're fine.
I think that, like, it is already like well enough established that like it can, you know, like expanding it can wait or it can,
definitely,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of that other stuff like the dating and the like the ramps and like businesses and stuff and the church, yeah, those are.
I think we should at first, I think we should focus on those topics first.
Yes.
And then Special Olympics would be second, because now we already have, we have more than one sport. Special Olympics, so really nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's already expanded some, and yeah, it's good. But yes, I definitely agree with the businesses and the dating and like friendship and stuff. You know, like the even if it's not dating, getting
anything
to know anything. More people.
Yeah, and I another thing I forgot to mention, I started the Connect Trails with Josh Clater this year, and it's been going great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know that you've like been. You've told me about a couple of different places you've been to.
I've been to Topgolf. I've been to the casino. I've been to football. Mm-hmm. I've been to football games. I've been to basketball games. It's been going so great. Great. It's really no problems.
I should really go out to a game one time. With them. But I've been to a couple of them. I don't know why I don't go more often. I guess I usually just go places with my family. I've been to it was like an arcade place I went once, and I don't know, I don't remember if this was a Connect trip, but I also went fishing once.
Nice.
Yeah, it was with like Hunter and Brad and those guys. Maybe that was just us hanging out. But
I didn't know you liked to fish.
You know,
because they told me, Josh told me you had to have a fishing license.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that was just me and.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was just me and Hunter and Brad and those guys.
Right.
And I think that was just like in somebody's yard. And,
you know, okay.
That has a pond. But I do like to fish. No, I don't really do it very often. I did it a lot when I was a kid with my grandpa. And then he passed away. I kind of stopped and everything. Because, I don't know, it was just, you know, our thing. Right. But I did it once again a couple years ago. And that was fun, you know. So I might get back into it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we already talked about the main issues and topics that we need to work on. So I just think I can't, as long as we just bring it up with Courtney when she gets back, I think that'd be good because Amy already knows. And so, but
yeah,
I encourage other people, advocates, to work more money, get more stuff. And so, besides that, everything's going good. The research papers are going good.
Mm-hmm.
No problems with basketball. I hope we do good during championship. Last year we didn't win. Yeah. Hopefully this year we'll win. We'll do good.
I know you guys have a really good record this year, the basketball team, right?
We're undefeated.
That's great.
Yep.
Nice.
And we're doing good. And next game is January 8th.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And so.
You know who it's against?
Highland.
Okay, yeah.
And so besides that, everything's going good, and I don't really have anything else to talk about or say. And so,
well, you know, that's just fine.
Yep.
So, everybody, that's been our podcast. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Disability Advocast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohn. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Matty Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrett. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Copyright 2024.